Are you in the mood? Are you in the mold? It's time, to connect the dots. Got a late start tonight, but a late start is better than no start. Hey, that's the crazy world we live in. Things get delayed now and then. All I have to say is blame it on AI. Technology problems always coming up. It's like they're the gremlin in the machine. They might be in the machine, but they're the gremlin in their own machine. That's AI for you. I'll tell you, I don't put my faith in them. Yeah, it's nice gadgets in it sometimes. Does make our life easier in certain ways, but at the same time, when they break down, they don't function properly. We're taking the price, wasting our time, all that crap. So anyhow, hey, this is Connected Dots Radio Show. Starting a little late, but better late than never. This is on the BBS. BBS. Internet Radio. Yeah. Find it on your personal computer. BBS Internet Radio. There the show is Connected Dots. This is your host, Tom Edison. And, hey, it's President Trump's birthday. Yeah, whoopee. What was interesting, they had that big parade of military tanks, etc., down in Washington, but in the New York area here, the big stations did not cover it. Nobody was covering it, you know? Channel 2, Channel 4, Channel 7, Channel 5, nobody was covering the parade. Now, what is that saying, you know? You know, big... the first military parade in, like, ages, and the networks decided not to cover it. Well, there's a hidden message there. And I thought that was quite interesting. The most I could find on the regular stations, they had a news reporter standing on the side of the street, and he saw a few soldiers walking by. And that was about 5 minutes. And only one station of the three major ones, or four major ones, bothered to even show you that. So much for the popularity of the parade. Probably some comments tonight on the late night news about it. But big delay as far as I'm concerned, big waste of money as far as I'm concerned. Well, so much for that. Hey, happy birthday, President Trump. You stupid blah, blah, blah. Whatever. Hey, crazy people. Craziness is everywhere, you know. Israel and Iran going at it. Why don't they settle it in the cage match? Pay per view, you know. Somebody can make a lot of money out of that. Yeah. Get the Jewish devil against the Iranian devil. Call it Battle of the Devils. Yeah. Hey, you know, forget the countries warring each other. Just let the leaders battle it out. Winner take all. And we'll see what happens. So much for that. Yeah. Outside of that, well, hey, you know, tomorrow is, I think, Father's Day. Well, something for everybody to think about tomorrow. And what can I say that I haven't said already? You know, it's true. It really is. Yeah, the if the shoe fits, wear it. I'm telling you.
It's a very true thing.
Just like no matter where you go, there you are. Oh, absolutely. Some things can't, points can't be ordered at all. Did you know, I said it before, but I want to remind everybody again, do you know your DNA, if you're a human being, your DNA is being upgraded by the good galactic beings. I hear when you're sleeping at night, some of these galactic beings, the benevolent ones, the friendly ones, are working on people individually while you sleep. And I guess, there's a lot of work involved in that. And it's a good thing we don't have to do it because we don't know how to do it, really. we're a stupid human beings. Anyhow, your health is on the way with that. And, they're going to upgrade us from two, DNA helixes all the way up to 12 strands we have, helix strands we have in our bodies. They're going to upgrade. They're going to make the 10 sleeping DNA strands come alive. And then when we have all 12 functioning, we will be unbelievably great human beings. We thought we were great already, but we should get running on a full motor. The only reason we've been dumbed down is that's the damn negative ET races. It's important that you learn this history. The Anunnaki beams from the 12th planet. All this information is out there in books ready. You can buy the book, The 12th Planet, and read about it yourself. But just a shortcut telling you, they're the ones about 300,000 years ago messed with human DNA, and they disconnected 10 of our 12 strands to make us more easily to control and make us stupid at the same time. And that's it. We've been operating for 300,000 years on only two strains of DNA. So we're all in for a big surprise once we all get our 12 strands working again. Of course, we couldn't do that without the help of our galactic brothers and sisters. Just to remind you how many groups are out there. Well, there's countless, but the ones involved in helping the ascension of the human race, the ascension of planet Earth, helping behind the scenes, we've got Andromedans, good Andromedans, there's bad ones too, Arcturians. They get mentioned in the Men in Black movie. The Price of Homian, whatever, never heard of them, but they're out there. Syrians are helping us. Pleiadians are helping us. The Syrians are out there from the triple star, double star, Sirium, big star out there in the cosmos. Pleiadians, of course, from the Pleiades constellation. The Lyrans are out there helping us. There's Orions out there, and there's good and bad Orions. Some of the bad guys still on Earth came from Orion. But there's good Orions, too. The Altarians. They were, that planet Altair, that star system Altair, was mentioned in a 1956 science fiction book. Yeah, how about that? And, of course, the Nigerians are out there. Those no good so-and-so came here, disconnected our DNA, and then went on to play false gods, deceive the people further.
and get us all involved in excessive sacrificing of animals for what? To feed the lust of the demons? You know? But those are all beings. The other beings involved in our upgrading. In fact, they're now have chosen the first group to land on Earth, most likely this year, is the Aldebarans. They almost sound like a singing group. Yeah, they're the first ones who are going to meet us. And they look somewhat like us, but not as much as the Pleiadians look like us. The Pleiadians are the ones who actually look the closest to Earthlings. I'm sure there's other ones, other galaxies. But anyhow, that's kind of the scorecard of like who's who in relation to what's happening behind the scenes. You know, we got fleets of motherships out there. The word has been passed around. There are a billion motherships or just spacecraft in total, a billion inside our solar system now, monitoring, waiting for the situation to come to the finality, waiting for the event, because they're not going to land on Earth until after the event. And, of course, they're bringing all their gifts. What I'm telling you tonight, you need to share with your friends. There's good news on the horizon, and it's not that far away. Landing and making first contact, physical contact with the humanity will happen right after the event. And the event is a once in a universal lifetime thing happening here on Earth, where a whole planet is being orchestrated to ascend. All the living creatures. That's part of the plan, you know, and hopefully it will succeed as it's been planned out to do. How soon it will happen, again, we're all waiting for the event. And as I've explained before, and you should be telling your friends, something like a solar flash is going to happen, but it's not going to be a solar flash. It's going to be a wave of energy greater than the solar flash, but it won't be a solar flash. Just a wave of intense light energy, so powerful it will be able to transmute human beings from a carbon-based life form into human beings of a silicon-based life form with a diamond-like body that'll be vibrating faster and be superior in every way to the ones we still have right now. Now, for those of you who are religious, actually, this could be what Jesus was talking about when he talked about that special day will occur, a special 24-hour day will occur that will be like nothing that ever happened before. And what has been told us about the event, that could be what Jesus was talking about. So spread the word, but don't just take my word for it. Look up, you know, go to the sources where I picked it up. And where people are talking, there's a lot of starseeds, if you're familiar with the term, on Twitter. The starseeds know about the event, and they keep reminding us of it on Twitter. You can learn a lot of things on Twitter. And then there's the portal, 2012portal.blogspot.com. Go there and learn about the event, learn about what's going on behind the scenes right now. Learn about that victory of the light was declared on December of 2020, 3. So we're a year and a half past that, and it's a slow process of removing all the evil that had been planted here, but it's ongoing right now. The new portals are being opened up to bring in more light. The dark portals are being closed. And the resonance of the earth and humans are increasing slowly but gradually. But at the same time, the event is not that far off. Originally, when I pick up off the portal, and we're talking like 5-6 years ago, was that the last date for the planned ascension plan was supposed to be July 7th of this year. You know, that's less than 3 weeks away, July 7th of 2025. So it was an important deadline to meet. The plan isn't going to get scrapped if we don't meet that deadline, but, you know, they might be trying to make that deadline, so maybe within the next 3 weeks sometimes. You'll know when it's happening. Your body will feel this whoosh, and it'll be a very special day like that teaching of Jesus. A day like there has never been before. So, you know, these things have been total ascension of planet Earth was planned out long ago. And we're living it out right now. So even if it doesn't make it happen by July 7th, that doesn't mean it's not going to happen. It might happen shortly after. You know, the bottom line is there's still a small amount of evil that needs to be removed from the earth. And that's what's really holding up the event from happening. Actually, the Galactic Confederation or the Galactic Federation, maybe it's two separate, or the Guardian Alliance, maybe there are three separate entities. I don't know. Certainly, Confederation and Federation, the words are very similar. But one group, you know, the group represented by Cobra and the resistance movement, they're the Galactic Confederation, and they're the ones on the portal. And I think they're the main ones. There's another group by some being called Aurora Ray, representing the Galactic Federation. They seem to be working to help things out too, but they might be two separate entities, you know? And you need to do your own research and make your own determination on that. But the information is out there. And I'm just the messenger here, relaying a lot of it. And so the event is something to look forward to. It'll be a very unusual day, but it'll be a good day, and it will be the changeover point, and right after that, you know, that you're amazing. Whatever we experience when the energy washes across our planet, you know, will we be automatically in glitch? Maybe, but we'll know it's happening, and then we can expect our friendly ETs to show up. And they say they will broadcast, announce they're coming, landing on Earth over the major networks, and they have the technology to break into any broadcast signal and just put their own signal out there where they will be saying, people of Earth, we are the Aldebarans, and we will be landing on your world tomorrow to meet and greet you, and we're bringing gifts. And of course, the gifts might not be there on the first day of meeting because they have a task to do. Right after they do a quick landing and introduction, they have to go into high gear to round up all the remaining dark forces on the planet to bring the moon. They estimate it'll take between a couple of days to 2 weeks to do this, and they will be asking for everyone to stay home so there's no interference in rounding up the people. They have the technology. They know where all the bad people are. Even if they're hiding underground, they know where they are. And they have the technology to beam them out and take them off our planet. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam them up, Scotty. And that's how it's going to be done, you know? And it's going to be done quickly. So the gifts that the our good, friendly ET races are bringing us are med beds and replicators, just like in Star Trek, you know? The replicators, you talk to the machine, tell them you want a hot jasmine tea, and it'll make it for you. Whatever it is, you know? Tell me what, you know, lobster, whatever it is. The machines will make it for you. And you just have to talk to them. It'll be just like on Star Trek. The most people don't realize that that concept on Star Trek about the replicating machines, it wasn't in the, so much in the first episode, the second Star Trek series show. Illustrates them quite a bit. But, and beyond. But it was actually the first time the replicator machines were presented, of course, via science fiction, was in the show from the early 1960s called The Outer Limits, a year or two before Star Trek. And they had a replicator machine where they, to make it work, you go into the file cabinet, you know, a regular manual file cabinet, with folders, and you would pick out the item you wanted to be replicated, and put that card in the machine, and then the machine would make the replication of what the card you put in. And in that episode, somebody puts in a gun, they want to use it for bad purposes, and the machine makes them a gun. So, but we're not going to be thinking of doing that kind of stuff. And like I said, this was in the Outer Limits, and the machines would just respond to punch cards, you know. You put the punch card in the machine for the item you want. But the replicators we're going to get is mainly for good things, you know. There might be an exception where you can't make a gun or something like that. Who knows? We'll find out when it gets here. But these are things to look forward to, especially the med beds that can make you younger again. And there's a lot of us that we feel we're old enough already, and we don't want to get any older, so we'll be lining up to be made young again. And it takes a very short amount of time to do this. You know? So these are like magic machines, in a sense, and they can give you perfect health. And they use frequencies to do these tricks. That's why it's time to stop to give up with the pharmaceutical medicine. You know, it's all a scam anyhow. Real healing is with frequencies, projecting frequencies. And hey, there's an infinite amount of frequencies and plenty of room to work with things. And this is just, I'm sharing this with you, the listeners, so you know that you can buy these machines now. A place in China is making them called Spooky 2. That's it, S-P-O-O-K-Y, 2, the number 2. Spooky 2, look it up and you'll find out what's available. And, you know, you can download the frequencies that have been proven to have good results, and you can get started yourself. You know, obviously, you have to buy the product. I mean, the product You can buy a small version of the product, I think, for a little over $300. And then to buy all the machines to take care of all possible problems, it's just a little over $1,000. Now, you know, which is not, it's a one-time expense. If you want to buy from America, there's a place called Right Technology down in Virginia. And you can find out about that on Twitter. That would be the hashtag. At Rife Technology. And then I think it's rifetechnology.com, something like that. And you can check out their price list. They charge a lot more money for their products. And they, you know, and you can start communicating with them because, again, if you talk Rife Technology, it's used about, it's all about using frequencies to heal and get rid of things we don't want, like cancers and stuff like that. And basically, you know, it's just a question of coming up with the money to buy the machines, and then you can start healing yourself. But these ultimate machines will be the methods when the ETs finally show up. So there you have it. Plenty of things to look forward to. Absolutely. There are, nobody has a reason to be gloomy. To find out what's coming down the pipe, it's good. And just to remind people, you know, as to we're going to be being taught futuristic science, but a little bit of it is taught already in a famous book called The Keys of Enoch. But with Dr. J.J. Herbeck. You can find it in any bookstore. And it's worth its weight in gold beyond that. I mean, it's an introduction to advanced physics. And it explains many things, how these advanced spacecraft can change reality. It can come into our lower vibrating universe and change everything around for the better. And then you'll be able to gain a better understanding that how good things are going to be achieved through sciences that are beyond our understanding of science. Yeah, we have a limited understanding of science. And, but some of the elites have the technology, but they're keeping it from us. And of course, that's, everything will be disclosed when they land on Earth. The Aldebarans are landing. They're landing tomorrow. Well, I can't say that, but I believe it. They're going to land this year for sure. I hope it happens before July 7th, but if it doesn't, that doesn't mean it's not going to happen. It might happen a little later, and then might make things a little more difficult, but it's nothing beyond what can be controlled for the better and the ultimate uplifting of humanity. In the beginning, also when the ETs land, they're going to give its full disclosure of everything that's been going on in the universe, including how we've been fully manipulated and wrongfully controlled by the dark side, the false gods, et cetera. You know, there's a... there is a... I refer to it as Mark of the False Gods. There's in my book, Connect the Dots Theory, and I wrote that book. That's where I got the name for the show, Connect the Dots, and that's what I did here, Connect the Dots on this show. Hey, this is the call of the radio show. You can call up and connect the dots yourself. You know, this is the place to do it. And the calling number is 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. Yeah. qualifications for doing that. Well, you have to have a phone, and you have to be able to speak English, you know, because that's the only language I speak. So I've got this chapter in that book, in the Dutch Theory, and it's called Mark of the False Gods, and it makes mention that obvious things that are out there all the time, where it's territory marked by the false gods. If there is an obelisk, nearby in your town or whatever, that is a mark of the false gods. The false gods use obelisks for mind control purposes and other purposes too. And then there's the tilting of the things, we have the cardinal directions, north, south, east, west. They're called the cardinal directions. And the universe is actually set up to be in sync with the cardinal directions. That's right. And so the real God operates in relation to the cardinal directions, you know? The thoughts of the real God are out there with all the beings that he lives in. His portion of God lives in every being that was created by God, or co-created, because God basically only creates spiritual beings wholly by himself. The physical beings are co-created by the Creator's sons and God. That you didn't know that, huh? Well, that information is out there. Gathering dust in bookstores. So that's an important thing to understand. And there also lies the explanation. People always say, why would God create evil beings? Well, God never created an evil being. God never intended there for it to be evil being. But the co-creators, co-creating with God, only God is perfect. The co-creators are not perfect. They seek to be perfect like God, and they're pretty much all, you know, highly evolved, but they make mistakes sometimes in their co-creations, because the beings that have the physical bodies were also given free will. And so with free will, the being is allowed to make mistakes and is not prohibited from using his free will. So the beings, the physical beings created, co-created by the Creator sons and God, were, you know, had the right to make wrong choices, and they did make wrong choices, and that's where evil beings came about, you know. A good explanation of that can be found in Ashiana Dean's books, Voyager 1, Voyager 2. And I guess books, information is out there. And so that's the explanation. Amongst what I'm just telling you there is the information of how evil beings came to be. Why it was allowed to go on this long, I don't know. You would have thought it would have been stopped sooner. Well, it's coming to an end right now on our planet. And that's what the event will bring in, allow, once the event happens, the good ETs are going to land here, and they're going to round up the rest of the evil that's still hanging out and hiding. And then planet Earth will be a heavenly planet. There will be no more evil. Once this happens, there will be no more dark forces in the universe period. And that's why we all, another reason why we want to look forward to it. So, anyhow, meanwhile, the marks of the false gods are still here. And here's a good one. So anyhow, as I was explaining with the cardinal directions, let me get back to where I was going here. So the cardinal directions are all 90 degrees apart, you know? So if you wanted to get away from the cardinal directions, you would need to center your anti-God universe at 45 degrees from the cardinal directions. That's as far as where you could get it. By going 45 degrees away from all the cardinal directions. So that's a perfect example of that is the graduation hat. You know, school graduation, junior high school, college. Yeah, that stupid hat where they have everything with the square on top that you wear to resemble something being 45 degrees out of kilter with the up-down lines of any situation. And that's the mark of the false gods. They came up with that routine. The dark forces came up with that idea. I mean, it's a stupid, ugly-looking hat. And that's where they put it, they incorporated that, saw to that, marker got put into graduation ceremonies. In a sense, it's indirectly saying, we control your education system, and this is our stamp to identify, we control this. And they do. The education system has been under the control of the dark forces for a long, long time. And you don't realize that when you're graduating, you're accepting this. You wear that stupid costume. You're acknowledging that they have control. You're not intentionally doing it, but just by wearing that stupid hat, graduation hat, you are giving them power. You are acknowledging that they control your system, whether you know you're doing that or not. And they're laughing their heads off of how stupid people are. And the fact that I'm talking about it now, if you're going to school, you might want to mention to your school people, whoever makes those decisions about graduation, it's time to get rid of these stupid caps and gowns, at least a hat. Get rid of it, you know? A hat with a square on top that points at a 45-degree angle, you know, that has no place, you know, because you're only broadcasting demonic control symbol. And they do it with floor tiles, too. You ever see, like, the floor tiles in the... like the Masons, you know, the Freemasons, where they have their little halls. The floor tiles will be 45 degrees. It'll be like a square or a rectangle in the center, and the floor tiles will be 45 degrees out of kilter with the square or rectangle in the center. Again, a marker of dark force control. And I think they in some of the palaces, like I think the British palaces in England, royal family. I think they have. I've seen pictures of where they have hallways where, again, the tiles are 45 degrees out of kilter with the the rectangle area or square area. So these are things to be looking at, you know, and understand that these things were put here as markers on purpose. And we've been playing along with it, not realizing what's been going on. The joke, you know, the joke is on us. I'm sure they laugh their heads off all the time on that. Territorial markings of the world's gods, yes? And I think the Cuban Mecca is another thing that's out of kilter with the cardinal directions. And these things need to be taken seriously. You know, that famous sign or something else related to that. That we all know about the swastika, but for the wrong reasons, you know. Was associated with Nazi Germany. But the swastika was in use around the world way before the Nazis came into power. And it was displayed with the cardinal directions. And, of course, what the Nazis did, they twisted it out. Their swastika is 45 degrees out of kilter with... when you're looking at it, you know, it's not in line with a baseline or a perpendicular line. It's 45 degrees out of kilter with the cardinal direction. And that's how they were displaying it, which is, again, the dark forces claiming that they controlled the Nazis. And they sure as hell did. We know that by what happened. So... that's things that need to be discussed and talked about. And then also there's other kind of signs out there, but those are the main ones right now that we should be concerned about. Definitely get rid of those caps and gowns, the caps, get rid of them, you know? Why do you want to be go along with demons controlling your education system? It's stupid. And what can I say, you know? People, educated people need to take command of the situation here. Schools start, need to change the caps from the caps and gowns. It's a stupid-looking hat anyhow, you know? Why people play along with that, you know? I mean, talk about free speech. How come the kids aren't complaining? Like, why do I got to wear that stupid-looking hat? It looks stupid, isn't it? Maybe that's how we can start getting rid of this. You know, there's teachings and games. Most people don't realize that. That's, you'll find that in Chapter 8. The teachings incorporated into games in my book, Connected Dots Theory. And all these games we're familiar with. There's, you know, they're representing things other than the obvious. Baseball, three strikes, you're out. It also exemplifies other things. Making it home, you know, praise in baseball is also representing something else. You know, the good pitch, the home run, all these things represent other things of a spiritual nature. And there's so many things that if you try to connect the dots with sports that you'll see, you know, bowling. You know, the setup of the pin creates an equilateral triangle with a perspective viewpoint of a cube in the center. You know, connect the dots. Put your 10 bowling pins up there and stuff. Draw dotted lines between all the points, and you'll see what it represents. Hidden reality, you know. The football, the American football, the shape of it represents the Cica Piscis, which is the area if you take two identical circles and and move one a little bit into the other one where the two circles intersect, it's the shape of a football. So, again, a game showing you something. Simple game of dominoes, you know? Like a double five would be, the points or the vertices looking down on a pyramid. And of course, the double four representing two squares, which is an important shape. So it's a pyramid, an important shape. Little things being showed you. The checkerboard or chessboard. I mean, there's so much tied in with that. You know, I mean, first of all, we got the number 8 squared to give it 64 spaces. And turns out that these numbers are used in DNA, RNA, life forms. There are actually 6 chessboards of 64 squares, which sets it up for 384 different components available to create the DNA, RNA of life forms. Again, this is in the book. It explains to you these things. All in the book, Connect the Dots Theory. You know, only 100 pages of text, but it's a wealth of gold. No filler, just knowledge being shared. And then there's things that nobody else talks about that I put in the book, Chapter 9, The Amazing True Stories, has a picture of what I call a flying crescent. I was out, you know, I'm a kind of person, I like to go out at night and look at the stars. And one night I'm out there looking at the stars, and I'm thinking about something. And right after I thought about some profound thought, this out of nowhere, this five-pointed star shrieks across the sky in about 3 seconds, just a short area of sky. It comes out of nowhere, streaks across for a small distance, and then disappears. And the perception I got was that was an acknowledgement that they were listening to my thoughts, thinking, and they proved what I was thinking. You know? I don't know if anybody else ever had an experience like that, but it's something unique, and I drew a picture of what it looks like there, and you might have the occasion sometime you're out there looking at stars, and maybe you think of something that gains approval, and then maybe you'll get to see that. And then when you talk about the chakras and what they connect with, you know, there's plenty of connections going on with chakras, colors relating to the chakras, 7 chakras in the body, different colors. That's where they get the Roy G. Biv, you know, red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet. Those are the chakras, starting from the base of your spine up to the top of your head, and the color it relates to. Should have been taught that in the school, but they just told you, remember, Roy G. Biv, you know. It didn't really explain a deeper meaning to it and what it really relates to. They didn't bother. They don't even bother telling you you have chakras in regular school. It's crazy. And, of course, there are just so many movies out there that have all kinds of things connected to
hidden means. It's out there. It's everywhere out there. Hey, listen, you know, the show started late, and so it's going to go a couple minutes over into the next hour. So here's your last chance. You got something to say, call in. 888-627-6008. And so much for that. So what's the weather going to be tomorrow? Let's ask the military where they're going to influence the weather with their weather changing machines tomorrow. Who knows, right? All I got to say is let both your intuition and logic be your yardstick for measuring truth. Let common sense be your navigator as you go with the flow. You know, connected dots theory says that geometry is a key that can be used to unlock the doorways that lead to the other dimensions. You know, realms of reality that vibrate at different frequency ranges. You know, the faster vibrations are in the higher dimensions. And that's where the human race is headed. We're leaving the slower, lower vibrations of the third dimension, and we're moving into the faster vibrating realm referred to as the fifth dimension. That's what these dimensions are. You know, they are realms that operate at different frequency ranges. You know, like from 1 million vibrations per second to 100 vibrations per second, and maybe like 1,000 vibrations per second to 10,000 vibrations per second, and up, 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 up. And that's a bigger picture of reality. Reality is not just the third dimension. And so look forward, because we're going up, up and away, as they say. You know, sometimes we have to remind ourselves of what's happened in recent history. You know, back in 2010, there was a mass animal killings were taking place. It made the regular news, you know. 100,000 fish float up dead in a lake, you know. All kinds of bad things happening. You know, thousands of birds drop out of the sky, and the scientists can't figure out why it happened. And, of course, if you got the intel about the energy weapons, you know, it's a perfect fit. The hand glove fit energy weapons can be used to kill thousands, hundreds of thousands of living creatures. They were testing these things. You know, they want to test how good it will be when they want to turn those weapons on us. And that's what those mass animal killings were all about. And, of course, we need to remind ourselves the so-called war on drugs. Really, it's been a PSYOP operation from the beginning, and which created a gigantic battlefield of cop versus non-cop, and the victimization of innocent people. And it's still ongoing. We know they've legalized pot. There's all those other substances that should be legalized, like psychedelics. Because psychedelics you can use to become more intelligent and increase your perception. And that's a fact. Government don't want to tell you that, but I'm telling you the fact. And these are things to be thinking about. And
people need to be talking about it. You know, we got to stop the traumatization of newborns, you know? First thing, the doctor, the baby comes out of the mother, the doctor holds the baby upside down and slaps it. Bad thing to do, you know? You just got to come out of that nice warm womb, chest to your mother and everything, not worrying the world. And what happens to you if you're born in the hospital? Friggin' doctor slaps you on your ass and causes you pain. They say, well, I have to do that to get you to start breathing. Not true. It's a sinister, evil plan designed to put fear in the child from its first moment out of sight of the mother's womb. It needs to be stopped. People got to stop playing along with this crap. Get an education, find out you don't have to slap the baby. The baby starts breathing normally on its own. This is an evil plan that was thought of. So I've given you plenty of things to talk about. We're coming to the end of the show now. And I just want to say, hey, get yourself an education. Go out there and get my book downloaded. You can get cheap copies, $5 and $7 are out there. Available on Amazon, iTunes, you know, Connect the Dots Theory by me, Tom Edison, you know, T-O-M-E-D-I-S-O-N, simple name, Connect the Dots Theory by Tom Edison. Oh, you get to view it on Google, gives you the first 43 pages for free. So then go to Amazon. If the 43 pages don't interest you, I guess you're brain dead. But go check out what you can get for free, and then you can get all the other goodies in there, plus all the fantastic pictures of things that fly about at night. You know, when I put this book out, I thought people would be interested. I'm shocked to find out so many people, they don't give a shit about pictures, real pictures of things flying around at night that leave a light trail. Unbelievable, you know, but don't you be like the dummies out there that are not interested in this. Get yourself a copy, you know. I get a small percentage of every book, so small, let's say, basic, you know. The people I had to deal with to get the book printed, they're getting a larger percentage. And, of course, Amazon has to have their percentage, and iTunes has to have their percentage. Barnes & Noble has to have their percentage, and that's how it goes. Author gets shit. But any little bit will help. And I got two albums out there on CD Baby. One's titled Songs Better Than Dylan. 23 great original songs by me, Tom Edison. The other one, American Party Songs. 12 party songs by me, Tom Edison. You can listen to them for free on YouTube. You know, type in the name of the album, and you'll see. Every one of those songs on those two albums, you can listen to for free and then have the heart to at least download one of the songs for 99 cents. There must be one on each of those albums that you like. You know? I'm the artist. I need to make some money. It costs money to put all this stuff out here, do the recording. Do all the crap you need to do to get it out there. And so I'd like to get some reimbursement for that. You know, give it a look. I mean, you can listen to every song, 23 songs on Songs Better Than Dylan and 12 songs on American Party Songs, and you can listen to them all for free. Then just have a heart and just download one song, you know, for 99 cents, you know. I get 90 cents out of that, and CD Baby gets 9 cents. Well, I'll be happy with that 90 cents. Believe me. Okay, this is the end of the show. Hey, tell your friends to tune in next week. See if you can find anybody who likes to call. You know, this is the show to do with it and talk about things that nobody else is talking about on regular news. Okay, I'm going to do the countdown now, and it's followed by my music at the end. Lead guitar solo at the end of Are You the party in time, I am, or you, followed by my anthem. I got to be somebody, could be your anthem too. Listen to the words, short little ditties there. Okay, Mr. Engineer, here's the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Stop the loop.